This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. At least 60 people are dead and as many as 3,000 are injured after a massive explosion rocked the port area of Beirut on Tuesday in what a Red Cross official called a huge catastrophe. Much of the port was destroyed and buildings and parked cars across the Lebanese capital were heavily damaged. Ambulances carried the wounded away from the area hours after the blast. As night fell, the exact cause of the explosion was still unknown. A Lebanese television station said officials suspect highly explosive sodium nitrate stored at the port may have been involved. Lebanese Prime Minister Hassan Diab proclaimed Wednesday a day of mourning. A White House official said President Donald Trump has been briefed on Tuesday's explosion and that the United States is praying for the people of Lebanon. While relations between Israel and Lebanon are currently tense, an Israeli official immediately said Israel had nothing to do with the blast. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says with schools being forced to shut their doors because of the coronavirus pandemic, the world is facing a generational catastrophe. Guterres made the comments Tuesday during a video briefing to launch a new UN campaign dubbed Save Our Future. It's aimed at restoring and bolstering formal education in a post-pandemic world. The head of the world body said that as of mid-July, more than 1 billion children in at least 160 countries are missing out on formal studies, while at least 40 million children have missed out on preschool. Guterres said disabled students, members of minority or disadvantaged communities, as well as refugees and displaced persons, are among those at highest risk of being left behind. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.